This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALIO. Oh, it is hot. Oh, and it's miserably hot. This was a rough weekend. I don't know how you guys did this weekend. It was just rough. I should actually say it was just very disappointing all around. Right? And I know some of you who are Game of Thrones fans are like, whoa, wait a second. We had the Game of Thrones season premiere. Yeah, disappointing. I love Game of Thrones, and I thought there were some parts, you know, even funny, you know, in this, you know, first episode of their last season, but still, I expected a lot more. It wasn't until the last 30 seconds of the show that it's really started to get good, so I don't know, just kind of disappointed. Another thing is, okay, so it's hot. You know, and I was talking to Manny about this. So, you know, usually at this point in the summer, what we do is we just find places to go where there's air conditioning. I mean, we have air conditioning in our house, but, you know, I'm sick of being at the house. We got the new puppy. She's still peeing and pooping in the house. It's, oh, yeah, okay, so talk about a cluster. So we build the doggy door. I told you guys we have this new little Bichon puppy. Usually all our animals are rescue. But the problem is we couldn't take any more rescue dogs because they don't do well with the cats. And so we researched that the best sort of dog for cats, if you have rescue cats at home, is a Bichon. I think also a lab is really, really good too. And a golden retriever, we talked about that. So we, you know, dug a big hole, you know, through our house, and we built the doggy door. Home Depot had something on sale. And we get this whole doggy door ready, and we start throwing her butt out the doggy door. And in the morning, that was fine. By the afternoon, I'm like, wait a second, something's wrong. And I go outside, and the gravel and the ground is so hot that there's no way I could throw her tushy out the house to go potty. So, no matter how much, progress we're making with potty training the little baby, now we have to carry her. We have to find a very, very cool area of the outside, and she ends up peeing and pooping all over the place. Now, yeah, we're going to build an awning. This dog is getting so damn expensive. I thought you get the dog. Because when you get a rescue dog, it doesn't really cost that much. You know, you get the dog. You should get the dog for free. You buy food. You take the dog to the vet. If you have to do any spay or neutering or whatever you have to do, you do. And I already have that calculated. All right? You know, doggy doors. And now it's starting to get... Well, the other dog doesn't have a doggy door because he's so big. That's Apollo. Apollo's the size of a human, so we don't have a doggy door because people were coming into the house robbing us. Not that we have anything to rob, but they didn't know that. Like, oh, man, Dr. Dahlia must have some really good radio equipment. But Dahlia's on iHeartRadio. Dahlia's on GCN Live. This is going to be some really good stuff here. Right? But I don't do my show from the house. So, idiots. Anyway. So we didn't have a doggy door. So now you buy the doggy door. Now we got to find an awning to cool down that part of the house where we have shade for little baby Uzi. Yeah, her name is Uzi. Yeah, like the Israeli weapon. My kids love guns. And the next dog we're going to name is Glock. I like gun names. It's ridiculous because she's this little frosty-looking, snowflake-looking thing, and we name her Uzi. But anyway, so we had major issues when it came to potty training. And so that stuck. So we were like, I'm getting the hell out of the house. So Planet of the Apes, right, everybody was talking about Planet of the Apes. We saw Spider-Man, and Spider-Man was good. I really liked the Spider-Man movie. And they were saying that Planet of the Apes is better than Spider-Man. So here's the Planet of the Apes. I think it's the War on the Planet of the Apes or something, okay? And I'm like, well, this has got to be good. It was boring. The first part was fine, but I'm sitting there, and I know I'm not supposed to be giving movie reviews, but I got to tell you guys, you might want to just rent this one or wait till it goes on Netflix or something, but oh my gosh, it dragged. And they tried to have some comic relief, and the comic relief stunk. That's where you go wrong in a movie. Where you go wrong is where you try to have comic relief, and it's not funny. Okay, now I'm no comedian, but I know how to crack a joke every now and then. And it just didn't work like it should. And then at the end, you just want to be like, okay, can I get the hell out of this movie? And so, you know, I have on Facebook, you know, when in the movie to take your potty break. I would say after the first 5 minutes, you could just stay in the potty the whole time and grab a magazine because, you know, the movie was kind of boring. And sorry, because I really had high hopes for the whole Planet of the Apes thing, but it just wasn't that good. Now, everyone's telling me not to see Transformers. They're saying Transformers sucked. Now, again, I haven't seen the new Transformer movie because it's starting to get expensive. One is I'm spending all this money on air conditioning at my house. Two is now I'm at a theater spending how much? Oh, my gosh. It's like the tickets, like $40 for tickets. And then, of course, the kids are like, you know what? I'm hungry. I want popcorn. I'm like, there's no way I'm buying you a $9 tub of popcorn. Bite your nails. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm going through puberty. I'm hungry. You know, we need to eat. And I'm like, well, you know what? Just in case the movie sucks, let's get some popcorn. Thank God we got the popcorn. Because at least I could sit there and look at the shapes of the popcorn. I could try to stick my tongue within the popcorn and see how many can stick on my tongue. I could at least entertain myself in the movie with the popcorn. So it was a rough weekend for me. I hope you guys' weekends were better. But from a news standpoint, it was interesting. So I get home, and I start, you know, preparing for my show. And, wow, we hear that a plane. Now, it's been now refuted. But last night, we hear that a plane evacuated because somebody farted. Did you guys hear about that? The airline's going, nah, 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 nobody farted. But somebody's like, no. You know, and the airline's like, wait a second. The first one who smelt it, Delta. It's like, it wasn't us. Like, well, it wasn't us. So we're going to talk about farts. And the reason why is because it sounds like somebody was ill. People got ill from this fart. They got headaches. They got nausea. So that's some pretty scary stuff. The Senate Obamacare repeal and replacement is on hold because Senator John McCain, 80 years old, is recovering at his Arizona home following surgery on Friday. He had a blood clot above his left eye. So Mitch McConnell wants to hold off on the vote till John McCain can come. I asked that same question. Is he going to vote for it or against it? If he's going to vote for it, my guess is he's voting for it if the Republicans are going to wait. If the Republicans were like, okay, let's hurry before John McCain gets back, then you know. And then a woman had like 27 contacts in her eyes. I don't know. Maybe she didn't have any contact lens holders. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Daly. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
asking everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. All right, so last night we heard that passengers on an American Airlines flight needed to be deplaned immediately because there was symptoms of nausea and headaches after somebody reportedly on the plane passed gas. This happened at Raleigh Durham International Airport in North Carolina on Sunday. And the airport had to begin an investigation because regional news outlet WNCN said that some passengers on board had become ill before they were all taken off the aircraft, citing airport officials who said that somebody passed gas. Apparently, the airport later said there was a medical call. Now, American Airlines is like, no, nobody farted. All right, it was a mechanical issue. This is so stupid. Look, people fart on the plane all the time. I was kind of shocked by this, because, you know, I'll just sit there, and all of a sudden you smell it, and you're like, oh, gosh. So I bury my head in my shirt, wait for it to pass. I try holding my breath so I don't get any E. coli into my lungs. Last thing I would do is turn my lungs brown. And I wait for it to pass. Not that that could really happen, but we'll talk about that. And, you know, you can't crack open a window. You know, but they really have a really good filtering system. Planes are really good at getting rid of fart smells. They're really good because people fart all the time. But you got 200 passengers on the plane. I mean, you know, plus they're going to toot. Anyway, and then you have babies and kids, you know, they don't care. So a spokesperson for the airline has now given us this quote. We did have an aircraft from Charlotte to Raleigh-Durham this afternoon. It landed at 2:19 p.m. arrived at the gate 221. It is currently out of service for a mechanical issue and odor in the cabin, but it is not due to past gas as mentioned. Second spokesperson told Telegraph Travel the story is not true. Now, they say what might have happened is odors in the cabin could be caused by issues with the way air is supplied from the engines. When there is a contamination from hazardous chemicals as the air is bled through the engines to pressurize the cabin, a, quote, fume event can be declared, which sometimes leads passengers or crew to becoming unwell. But they said if the commotion was because somebody broke wind, it would not have been the first time. According to the Telegraph, they said in January last year, one flyer felt compelled to pass a flight attendant a note suggesting that they make an announcement inquiring into the health of a fellow traveler because of the noxious fumes emitted from his tushy. Apparently, farting on a plane is a scientific issue. They say academics discuss the effect a change in air pressure have on the stomach. One report into pilot flatulence found that more than 60% have reported feeling of regular abdominal bloating. So flying on a plane may trigger the need to toot. Personally, with all my bowel problems, I got to tell you guys something. With all my bowel problems, as long as I poop before I get on the plane, I have no gas. And so that's what I recommend. I literally have some sort of a ritual where I make sure I go to the bathroom, even if I have to use a stool softener, so that when I'm on the plane, I don't have any gas. And I have a comfortable ride. It's really nice. So, and I just flew back from Europe. No gas. Blew my mind. I had oil, I had to go up to pee. I can't poo on a plane. It's really hard for me because, I don't know, it's not on room. I feel bad because, you know, the whole airplane knows you're going to the bathroom. You know that? When you go into the airplane, okay, people watch you go up and down the aisle, right? They see you go into the toilet, and then there's a big light that flashes, right, for the whole plane to see, toilet occupied. So somebody is there with the stopwatch. I know it. People don't mind their own business anymore. They're all up in your business. So I know that it says occupied, 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 and I'm in there, and I'm like, you know what, I can't sit there and start a Candy Crush game. Let me just do what I have to do. I'll just pee, and I'll hold it until we land. And I usually don't take that long of flights. I mean, maybe 4 or 5 hours to New York, but that's usually the longest. So I can make good, but, you know, everybody knows you're going to the bathroom. Now, last night, however, I did not have American Airlines' statement. So I had to very quickly, for my listeners and for local news media outlets, inform everybody about farts and how they could cause headache and nausea. And they can. Farts can cause headache and nausea. So first, let's get a little technical here. Okay, fart is not supposed to be called fart. It's flatus. Or flatulence. And flatus comes from the Latin term meaning blowing or break wind. I don't like using the term flatus because it still makes you giggle. You might as well say fart. And you basically get the air because you swallow a lot of air. We breathe in a lot of air. We take a lot of air in. So we have a lot of hydrogen and nitrogen and oxygen and carbon dioxide and methane already. But you also have little microbes in the intestine making air. And the odor, though, is not caused by the nitrogen. It's not caused by the oxygen. The odor is caused from these little minor sulfur gas components, hydrogen sulfide, dimethyl sulfide. I think there's also dimethyl disulfide and dimethyl trisulfide. Let me look it up. There's a lot of, yeah, dimethyl trisulfide, methyl mercaptan, methanol ethyl, So those are these, they're very, very small components. People used to think ammonia and short-chain fatty acids, according to Wikipedia, cause the gassy smell. But it really is this hydrogen sulfide that kind of has that characteristic rotten egg smell. Now, I wrote about this on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Facebook and Twitter. There's even a nice little graphic on there to kind of show you how the gas is made. And so, you know, when they've done studies of hydrogen sulfide gas, they found that it can make people sick, right? And people are very, very concerned about farts spreading germs. You know, we talked about farting on a pillowcase. If you fart on a pillowcase, can you give somebody pink eye? Technically, yes, but we haven't had any true scientific studies proving that. What we have had is some studies where they had a fart done on a petri dish. Somebody put a petri dish up to their tushy, and bacteria did grow. Now, it wasn't the type of bacteria that would really hurt you, but bacteria did grow because, you know, farts do expel air. They expel, you know, the stuff that comes from the colon. However, what the scientists discussed, though, was that your clothing acts as a filter. And so if you do, let's say, accidentally shart, right, the pants are going to catch it. If you're wearing underwear, that'll help as well. And so we rarely see people getting sick from breathing in a toot. Okay, and the body's very good with that. The lungs are kind of, you know, the lungs don't seem to do, to have as many issues and seem to, you know, completely collapse when it's around a fart. You and I may not be able to breathe because of smell, but we don't really see people go into full-blown asthmatic attacks when somebody farts. But going back to the toxicity of hydrogen sulfide, in toxic doses, hydrogen sulfide can kill you. It can cause convulsions, delirium. That's hydrogen sulfide. So in a chemical setting, you get exposed to this stuff, you could die. You know, like you're in a lab and something spills. In a fart, however, remember, it's less than 1% of all the gas, you know, within a fart, which is why a fart shouldn't be able to kill you. Is a fart combustible? Yeah, there's methane in it. There's oxygen. Those are combustible gases. You can light farts on fire, absolutely. I haven't ever tried that because I can't control it. You know how some people can control it? You know, I could fart on demand. I can't do that. But hydrogen sulfide, however, can cause headaches, nausea, skin, eye irritation. And so, you know, if people did report that on a plane, I believe it. Now, this is the kicker. I don't know if you guys remember my show a couple years ago, but there was a study that came out of Exeter University where farts were actually, the gas from fart actually could provide health benefits. Now, the article said, can smelling farts, you know, help prevent a stroke or whatever? I forget what the title of the article was that I read to you guys. But basically what these scientists found is a lot of cells need hydrogen sulfide to repair the mitochondria. And mitochondria is like the energy powerhouses of cells. If a cell has mitochondrial damage, the cell will eventually die. And cells will produce enzymes that will help produce hydrogen sulfide for the cell. Researchers think that this hydrogen sulfide can help repair damage of heart disease, stroke, dementia, and many other diseases. So I wrote in this article, you know, don't ask your buddy to do you a solid yet. Don't have him fart in your face. Wait a second, you know, because, again, we still need more data. But, you know, we giggle a lot, you know, about farts, but I always look at the evolutionary purpose of things. And, you know, for us, we don't fart because we're supposed to laugh at something. Okay, we fart because that's a way for us to get rid of the air. You know, we pee. We poop, right? We pee to get rid of the extra fluid and get rid of the extra toxins in our body. We poop to get rid of the food that we don't need. And we fart to get rid of the gas that we ingest or make in the bowel. So, you know, before you giggle or you fart on somebody's pillowcase, realize that this is a real Darwinian selection of the fittest or whatever, you know, process that we humans need. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the GOP health care bill is right now stalled. Not that I think they have the votes yet, and I know we've been debating this, for a while, but because currently Senator John McCain, who's 80 years old, recovering, and luckily he's able to recover from a blood clot that he had above his eye that had to be removed. The clot was discovered during a routine physical last week. They say surgeons at Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix successfully removed a 5-centimeter blood clot during a minimally invasive craniotomy with an eyebrow incision. All right. So what's a craniotomy? Well, basically they have to get into the brain, the cranium, or they have to get into under the skull. And so they went through the eyebrow, the bone is thinner, all right, near there, and that's where they had to get to. I mean, they're not going to start from the back. And the eyebrow incision is one thing, but then they had to open the bone to gain access to the brain. And, usually requires a neurosurgeon. It's pretty significant stuff. And clots happen when, you know, the blood ends up, not having the flow that it needs to. I mean, he's 80 years old. He's had multiple health issues, from what we understand. I think he even fought melanoma. And melanoma could put you at risk, obviously, for, blood clots. But I thought he was in remission or it was gone. But he did have melanoma, according to Sanjay Gupta, around that area. They say the clot was over his left eye, not far from the left temple, where he was diagnosed with melanoma back in 2000. So, and Dr. Gupta looks like says the same thing. If somebody has a blood clot, that makes you think of cancer. Cancer seems to be more thrombogenic and put you at risk for blood clots. He had three other malignant melanomas removed, his left arm, left shoulder, left nasal wall. These were removed in 93, 2000, 2002. They were limited to the top layer of the skin, were not invasive, all declared stage zero. But his invasive melanoma was the reason that he started to get screened. And remember, you know, with his, you know, war history, et cetera, military men, even in the 40s and in World War II, they used sun bomb. They used sunscreen to protect themselves. There was a certain sun bomb that they could use. I actually have some from from World War II, in a medic kit. But it's not something that, you know, they applied all the time on a regular basis. And so, and with him and his, Vietnam, military history, I wouldn't be surprised if, he picked up some, most men have picked up some sort of skin cancer or something, especially if they were outside, for extended periods of time. But, he did, John McCain, unfortunately, suffering from this clot. It sounds like he's home and he's doing well. He's got great doctors and they expect him to be at work by the end of the week, if not Monday. Still just kind of, blows your mind on what we could do from, from a medical standpoint. Now, with this repeal, where are we at now? Well, there's been a lot of discussion. Dean Heller, who's the senator from my neck of the woods in Nevada, on the fence. We also have Rand Paul, Susan Collins from Maine. Rand Paul and Susan Collins from Maine are already no votes. All right, but from what we understand, if we have one more GOP senator that says, no, I'm not voting on it, or I'm not going to vote for it, that's a problem. Now, Dean Heller had told reporters that he was going to read the bill over the weekend. Last month, he said it was going to be very difficult to get me to a yes. He expressed concerns about changes to Medicaid that would slow the increase in federal spending on the health program that we talked about for Nevadans, and those changes had remained in the bill. Now, Brian Sandoval, our governor, strongly supports Medicaid expansion, and the federal government pays 90% of the cost of enrollees in the expansion population. This is going to be phased out in 2020. I have offered my counsel on this, okay, because I know why Dean Heller is perplexed, and there's a lot of focus on the Nevada senator. And trust me, I contacted the office and said, I'm here if you need to. You can just see them go, really, we're going to talk to Dr. Dolly? She's going to talk about farts. No, that was just one segment on the show. I talk about other things. But, and this is why I'm a fan of Dean Heller's, okay? And his caution, it's not that, he's being a jerk or anything, anybody, okay, who looks at the bill and says, but this is not going to fix Obamacare, is 1,000% correct. We've discussed this. Okay, no bill that we're putting together as quickly as possible to try to make as many changes as quickly as possible is going to fix the mess that Obamacare made. And Obamacare is going to plague us for decades, and it's going to take us decades to fix. So if somebody is against the bill, because they say, but this isn't going to fix it. They're right. I mean, you know, academically, they're right on that subject. However, politically, it's going to hurt because we know that, you know, we don't have 20 years to fix what Obama did. Something has to be done before the midterms. Something has to be done now because insurance premiums are ridiculously high. So, you know, I can't get too mad at Rand Paul or Collins or some of these people saying, but the bill won't fix our issues. They're 1,000% correct. But, you know, we can't just sit and stew. We can't sit with our thumbs up our butt waiting for Obamacare to fail, because Obamacare is not going to fail before the midterms. And if the Republicans lose Congress to the Democrats are going to keep infusing money into Obamacare. You could just keep throwing money into it, and keep it on life support for a while. It's imploding. But if Congress votes to throw more money at it, they could still, you know, sputter for, you know, a few more years. So, that's the problem. The problem is, you know, with the way the media, you know, approaches, votes done by our legislators. Oh, well, Dean Heller voted for the repeal and replace. They want to go into the whole discussion of, look, you know, this wasn't going to fix it. It's going to take 20 years at least to fix. This healthcare system won't be fixed in a bill, but it was the best thing we could do. They don't do that. They just do the quick three-word soundbite, and that's a problem. So if Dean Heller can't make his case, if Rand Paul can't make his case or whatever, they have to decide one way or the other. And saying, no, I'm not going there with this, I don't think that's going to work, because we just have too much going wrong right now, and the GOP has to look like they're doing something. And again, you know, Obama kept blaming Bush, you know, for, you know, the economy and all the issues that he had to deal with. Well, after a while, people didn't think of George Bush. They connected Obama with the crappy economy. And rightfully so. He didn't fix the economy. He made it worse. This was the worst recession I've ever seen, and basically threw us into close to a depression. The only reason why we weren't into a depression is we had credit cards and people being able to live in their houses without being evicted. All right? People were living in their houses for years before the banks caught on or did something. So that allowed us to not be walking around in the streets, you know, needing soup, going to soup kitchens. But, you know, with this, there's only going to be so long where Donald Trump could say, look, this is Obamacare, Obamacare, Obamacare. If he had an opportunity to do something, even if it's little, do something. All right? And if you have voters out there going, well, you have to do a lot. You have to do a lot all at once. Remind people that's why we're in the mess that we're in. So, if Dean Heller needs my help, he has it. If he needs my support, he has it. He has concerns about the changes to Medicaid, and he has to, because Medicaid is pretty big in Nevada. Right? But somebody also has to stand up and say, look, Medicaid is not just supposed to be an open faucet. All right, there has to be some planning, some budgeting, and if the economy is going to get better, we can't just keep enrolling people on Medicaid. 1-877 Doc Dolly, we'll be right back.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-1-877-DOCTORDALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can email us also at drdahlia.com or write us on Facebook and Twitter. Tessa writes, now, I got this last week. Remember we were talking about unnecessary procedures and how doctors are in trouble for fraud? So she writes, I've had a mole on my neck for years.
Every time I showed a doctor, he would recommend biopsy. But it hadn't grown, so I wouldn't do it. Last month, I scratched it and it bled. I went to a new doctor who again said to biopsy. I'm fed up, so I let him. It wasn't cancer, duh, she writes, but it did get infected, and now I think I'll have a bad scar on my neck. Every doctor wanted to biopsy something that shouldn't have been. Isn't that fraud or, quote, unnecessary procedures, she writes. Okay, so basically what she's saying is she's had this mole that wasn't cancer, and every time she showed it to a doctor, the doctor offered to biopsy it. And she wouldn't do it. She didn't think it had to be. It never changed. She scratches it. It bleeds. She goes to a new doctor. The doctor says, we need to biopsy it because a bleeding, you know, mole could be a sign of cancer. You know, it's a new doctor. He doesn't know her. He hasn't been watching it for a while. And so he recommends biopsy. And I'm going to say what she should do. They all should recommend biopsy. And I'll tell you why. But I understand why she's frustrated. It turns out not to be cancer. But she has an infection. She's worried about the scar. All right. Would that be classified as an unnecessary procedure? In the olden days, you would be seeing the same doctor over and over and over again. So if he remembered you as a baby and you had that mole, and here you are years later as a young, you know, 20-year-old, and you still have that mole and it hasn't changed, no, he's probably not going to recommend to biopsy it. But some people have big, dark moles. And I'll ask about it. I'll go, have you always had that? Is that, yeah, I've always had it. I go, it sure is dark. Are you sure? You know, that just doesn't seem like a light freckle or a light type of, it's dark. No, I've always had it. It's always looked like that. Leave me alone. All right. Now, that's when I meet somebody for the first time. And nowadays, you don't see the same doctor all the time, right? You see a different doctor every time. Every time you walk, you see a different doctor all the time. So, nowadays, we have that problem and a huge problem, liability. If a doctor misses melanoma, his career's over. I mean, that, you miss melanoma in somebody young, when that mole was there, or that person comes in because they're having an issue on the mole, somebody comes in because they have a bleeding mole. And you see them for the first time, and you don't recommend biopsy, there's hardly any defense. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, why doesn't he say watch it? Why doesn't he say, you know, because remember, if a person doesn't follow up, nobody cares. They'll still go after the doctor. So many lawsuits happen because the patient stops following up, goes to another doctor, the other doctor gets to be Monday morning quarterback and go, wow, now, you know, this is cancer. And they go after the doctor that they saw, or any doctor that they saw. So at this point, and by, you know, your practice, your practice or life as a physician is over, maybe I'm being a little overdramatic, but that lawsuit is enough to kick you off your malpractice insurance company. And if you can't get another malpractice insurance company, it's really hard to practice because most states require that you have insurance. Most insurance companies require that you have malpractice insurance. You know, every time I try to apply to be on an insurance company, they go, show us your certificate of your malpractice. That's great. I'm like, here it is. I haven't had a lawsuit. I'm still good. Here's my, they ask, any claims that you've had? If you have any claims, that could prevent you. Not only can it prevent you from not getting on insurance companies, but it can prevent you from even renewing your medical license. Medical boards are responsible now for you. Now, one case, and you know, you explain it as, look, you know, she's had this mole for years. She never wanted to be biopsied before. I wasn't going to make her biopsy it. I was just going to watch it and wait. Yes, you could probably, from a medical board standpoint, argue the case. But not to a jury. No. This young woman lost her life because you were too lazy and you were so busy worried about your golf game. And they know how to make a doctor look so evil that unfortunately a jury will fall for it. And so, so now here's Tessa walking into a doctor's office with a bloody mole. That doctor better offer it. Now, but you see the word I'm using, offer. Okay? If a doctor doesn't offer it, he's in trouble. If he offers it and you deny or you decline, that's fine.
But if a doctor doesn't even offer it, he's in trouble. Now, another big problem we have is many times doctors offer things and they forget to write it down. They forget to document that they offered it. One of my friends got sued really badly because it was somebody who was having headaches. And, you know, it was a person that didn't have insurance. And he's like, you know, if your headaches don't go away, you know, you really need an MRI. You want me to order you one? No, I can't afford that. What are you talking about? MRI, please. Come on, I have headaches, fine. I can handle it with Tylenol. I'll leave you alone. Let's talk about what I'm really here for. So they talked about whatever he was really there for, et cetera. Well, years later, he ended up having a brain tumor. Doctor got sued, had to close down his practice. He never put in the chart. I did ask him if he wanted an MRI. He said, hell no. Put that in the chart. If the patient says you're an idiot, put that in the chart. You know, I had a patient that wanted to cry foul because I called the patient to check on him and to follow up. And there was, I think the mother-in-law answered the phone, and her name was Rose, R-O-S-E. And so I go, look, you know, I'm calling for so-and-so. I'd like to leave a message. It's the only number she gave us. Can I have her work number? No, she's in between work, but I'll tell her you called. I go, okay, good. So I wrote down, spoke with Rose at, I don't know, 7:55 in the morning, whatever, or, I don't know, 3:30 in the afternoon, whatever, and I documented that. Well, about a month later, patient comes in all upset. You know, she's like, look, I ran out of my medication. You were supposed to call and check on me and remind me when to follow up. Okay, well, first of all, I'm not your mommy, okay? The doctor's not going to call you every time you need to follow up, but I did call to check on you. She's like, no, you didn't. And I go, who's Rose? And she goes, Rose? I go, yeah, who's Rose? Well, Rose is my mother-in-law. I go, that's who I spoke to, see? Did you talk to her? Oh, gosh, that's my mother-in-law. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And it's like, if I didn't write Rose, this could have gone really badly. And so, you know, we teach medical students that you need to document like crazy. And I can only do so much. If you don't want to come back, if you have other things on your plate, I mean, I do. Have I made a follow-up pap smear? No, I haven't. I don't feel like going in. Meanwhile, months go by, and you're like, oh, my God, really? It's been 2 years? So it feels like only months. And so, you know, for a doctor to say, guess what, you know, this is what I want you to do. Let's just watch it. If you think it's growing, come back and see me. If he takes on that attitude, and that's what's in the chart, he could be in a lot of trouble. But if he writes in the, if he tells you, look, I think it should be biopsied. If you don't want to biopsy it now, that's fine. But I'm recommending a biopsy to make sure it's not cancer. Then you put that in the chart. She had this mole on her neck. Right? To me, it looks a little large. It's over a centimeter. You know, it has a couple little colors. It doesn't, you know, look as symmetrical like a healthy mole would. I recommend biopsy. Right? And then ask the patient, would you like to do that? Patient says no. Patient declines biopsy at this time. Now, to be extra careful, you sign something. Have the patient sign something saying, I was offered a biopsy. But doesn't this drive you crazy? This is a relationship we have to have with patients. That, like, we have to expect a lawyer to be right there in the middle. So, Tessa, I'm sorry this went, you went through this. I know you feel like it was an unnecessary procedure, but a bleeding mole is cancer until proven otherwise. If this was the olden days where the doctor knew you and said, look, you know, call me in 48 hours. Let me take a look at it. Let me look at it in a week. But right now, we can't trust that anybody will come back because it's just a much different healthcare system. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.